Hello, I'm John Soutsos, investment advisor with IPC Securities Corporation. A full 7 years have now passed since my first audio message to you, recorded in the midst of the credit crisis market meltdown in October of 2008. Each year, on the anniversary of that first recording, I record another message to help provide perspective on that watershed event in capital markets history. The impact of the 2008 credit crisis resulted in the most significant economic recession in U.S. history since the Great Depression of the 1930s. However, I think that it is now time to move on from continuously reflecting on the credit crisis of 2008. My previous 6 recordings have clearly documented that my guidance during the turmoil and tumult of that historic event was not only both timely and appropriate, but also correct. During the next 13 minutes, I will review the major economic and market developments of the last 12 months and how most of our clients' portfolios have fared during that period by using our typical balanced portfolio as a proxy for performance. In addition, we will discuss portfolio allocation strategies for the current market environment, and finally, I will provide my outlook for the upcoming year, as well as review some financial planning fundamentals. Results over the last 12 months. The stock market composite, which I have referenced each year in my audio message, is comprised of 3 components, 1/3 in each of the geographic regions of Canada, the U.S., and international markets. For full details on how it is calculated, please listen to the notes and disclaimers at the end of this audio message. For the 1 year period ending September 30th, 2015, this stock market composite gained just 1.9%. The Council All Equity portfolio, which is geographically allocated similarly to this composite, by contrast, returned about 7%. Meanwhile, the Council Balance portfolio, which only has a 60% exposure to stocks, achieved a return of about 5%. Proving once again that the portfolio management process followed by our firm continues to produce above average results for our clients. Complete performance details for all of Council's portfolios are available at www.councilservices.com. Market and economic developments over the last 12 months. Since my last message, there have been some dramatic developments geopolitically that have affected the capital markets. Some more notable events include the sovereign debt crisis in Greece that dragged on for more than 7 months, and the ISIS conflict in the Middle East, with a resulting humanitarian crisis creating millions of migrants trying to get to Europe by both land and sea. Receiving much less media coverage, but also horrific, is the humanitarian crisis unfolding in Venezuela. Since the imposition of socialism in 1999, when Hugo Chavez came to power, the economy of Venezuela has gradually crumbled as Chavez and his successor Nicolas Maduro replaced free market forces with central government planning. Instead of helping to alleviate poverty, the socialist system has created economic chaos and even much greater poverty. Today, there's a lack of basic goods, including food and medicine, resulting in massive street riots and a large crime wave. However, the 2 most impactful events over the last year on the capital markets has been the collapse in world oil prices that began in early September 2014 and the dramatic slowdown in China's rate of economic growth. The aforementioned events are simply the symptoms of a greater issue, a general global economic malaise caused by deflationary pressures. These pressures stem from 4 primary factors: the aging of the population, global competition in labor markets, technological innovation, and excessive accumulated debt by governments throughout the developed world. Among the G7 nations, government debt relative to their respective economic output, known as GDP, has swelled on average to about 100%. For example, the U.S. annual economic output of about $1.7 trillion is matched by an equivalent amount of accumulated debt. Under such a heavy, self-created fiscal burden, governments have no further capacity to influence economic activity and crowd out the private sector. By running budgetary deficits each year, the burden on economic growth gets progressively worse as interest payments become an ever-increasing proportion of the annual budget. Although in Canada our debt burden has decreased significantly relative to our GDP over the last 10 years, our economic output is too small to impact the global market for goods and services. Disinflation means lower interest rates, less demand for goods and services, less employment, and lower commodity prices, most notably oil prices. According to the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank, oil prices have fallen 51% for the 1 year ending September 30, 2015. Another commodity, gold, has fallen nearly 7% over the same time period. Lower gold and oil prices and the economic slowdown in China has reduced the demand for Canadian raw materials, resulting in an over 16% devaluation of the Canadian dollar relative to the U.S. The result for investors is a 10% decline in the S&P/TSX Composite Index for the 1 year ending September 30, 2015. In local currency terms, the U.S. stock market, as measured by the S&P 500 Index, has lost just over 1% over the same period. Similarly, international stocks, as measured by the Morgan Stanley Composite Index for Europe, Australia, and the Far East, are also down about 1%. These negative returns have hurt most investors. Fortunately, due to our portfolio construction techniques, our clients' portfolios have benefited from the Canadian dollar's devaluation, resulting in significant currency gains to offset stock market losses. As noted in last year's market commentary, a weakening Canadian dollar was anticipated, and we took advantage. Currency gains, though, are a transient phenomenon and will likely play a much smaller role in portfolio returns for the coming year. However, there is additional room for the Canadian dollar to decline further against the U.S. over the next 12 months. If you hold investments with any of the bank-owned brokerage firms, chances are they are heavily concentrated in the Canadian market, and you have experienced poor results in those accounts. Furthermore, they are poorly positioned for the coming year compared to our firm's more broadly diversified portfolios. Market commentary and outlook. The Toronto stock market, as measured by the S&P/TSX Composite Index, peaked on September 3, 2014, and has since declined by nearly 15% at time of writing. At its worst point on August 24th, it was down over 17%. The U.S. market, as measured by the S&P 500 Index, peaked on May 21st, 2015, and is since down 8.4%, although at its worst point on August 24th, it had lost over 12% of its value. My research and analysis indicates that the primary trend for both of these stock markets is now downward. Bear markets are defined as declines of 20% or more. It appears now that we are heading in that direction. For this reason, I'm advising clients to take a more defensive posture with their asset mix. Eventually, this downward trend will end and growth will resume. If your time horizon for investing is 3 years or greater, temporary declines will eventually be overcome. Since most of our clients typically hold 40 to 50% in bonds and other fixed income equivalents, the stock market downturn will have a limited impact on portfolio values. That said, you must be prepared to temporarily stomach lower portfolio valuations on your quarterly statements for at least the next 2 to 3 statement runs. I have noted in previous commentaries and during my meetings with clients that the below average stock market volatility that has persisted over the last 3 to 4 years was likely going to end. I wrote a letter in June of this year, The Nature of Capital Market Returns, that warned of greater volatility through the remainder of the summer and into October. As we have seen, that prediction was right on target. The bond market. For the last 3 to 4 years, the financial media and the investment industry alike have been expecting the U.S. Central Bank, known as the Fed, to raise short-term interest rates. Yet the decision to do so has been continuously pushed into the future. Rising interest rates hurt bond prices. However, given the continued modest economic expansion, we expect interest rates to remain low for an extended period. Even if they raise rates, it will be for an insignificant amount. Today, 10-year Government of Canada bonds are yielding 1.45%, down significantly from the 2.10% from 1 year ago. By contrast, U.S. 10-year government bonds are yielding a higher 2.04%. This is another reason why the Canadian dollar has weakened relative to the U.S. With such low interest rates, it is very challenging to construct a moderate risk portfolio to achieve a 6% average annual return. Since 2011, I've been recommending high-yield bond funds to clients who are looking for a high income stream through retirement, or simply for a lower risk alternative to owning a stock or even a balanced portfolio within their long-term investments. I am happy to report this strategy has provided excellent results over that time frame and continued to do so over the last year as well. Our typical high-yield fixed income fund investor gained over 9% during the last 12 months. According to the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank, as of September 30, 2015, BB-rated high-yield bonds, as measured by the Bank of America Merrill Lynch High Yield Index, are currently yielding over 6% annually. Keep in mind, though, that currency gains over the past year masked some underlying weakness in the price of high-yield bonds. At current yield levels, though, there is opportunity for good returns over the coming year. Going forward, we believe that returns for this asset class are likely to be in the mid-single-digit range, but may experience some price volatility during this period of turbulence in the stock market. Complete performance for the Council High Yield Fixed Income Fund, Series E, can be found at www.councilservices.com. Fee-based accounts. Due to regulatory developments and expected changes in the future to the way in which investment dealers are compensated, all accounts will be gradually transitioned to a fee-based arrangement called a Paragon account. This will not result in higher fees, but in greater fee transparency. Larger accounts will eventually be transitioned to the IPC Private Wealth Program, which has certain advantages in portfolio composition and tax efficiency. Portfolio innovation. Last year, our firm introduced a new risk mitigation component into both the Council and IPC Private Wealth portfolios called Global Trend Strategy. This new innovative structure is unique to IPC. No other firm in Canada has incorporated such an enhancement to their portfolios. So far, this component has achieved the intended results: better returns with less market risk. If you still have some of your money with other firms, now is the time to consolidate your financial affairs with my branch of IPC Securities Corporation. If you choose to do so, we will pay for any transfer charges associated with the process. It is not only important to consolidate your financial affairs from an estate planning perspective, but it may also result in your achieving lower overall management fees. The need to plan financially still exists. With the increased short-term focus on financial markets, many people have forgotten the original reason for investing: to allow you to achieve your financial objectives. This includes short, medium, and long-term objectives. Most Canadians have not saved enough for retirement, and so must accept a downward adjustment to their lifestyle when they finally leave the workforce. Therefore, the need to save and invest still exists and cannot be interrupted by economic distractions. To help you stay on track, we have developed a retirement savings roadmap so we can document and track your progress on an annual basis. For those requiring an income, we have a retirement income roadmap to help guide your rate of withdrawal over time to ensure that your capital sustains you over your lifetime. We must meet at least annually to review the suitability of your current asset mixture and portfolio structure. Remember that we also provide estate planning services and a variety of insurance products for your risk management needs. In addition, we can offer a banking service review and travel insurance brokerage for regular travelers. Whenever you have to make a financial decision, call us first. Conclusion. Thank you for continuing to have faith in our services and for being patient through periods of economic turbulence. Although we expect continued challenges from capital markets, we have innovative strategies that can be utilized to help you attain your financial objectives. I encourage you to pay close attention to my letters, emails, and audio messages, as this is the best way in between meetings to monitor your portfolio and other economic developments. As noted above, an annual meeting is the minimum requirement to ensure that your plan remains on track. If you have not reviewed your financial circumstances with me over the last 12 months, please contact my office immediately to book an appointment. We can meet either in person or by phone. Feel free to pass along this CD to a friend when you're finished with it. We would welcome your referrals. I'm John Soutsos. Thank you for listening.
To reach John Soutsos, call 905-568-2000 or toll free at 1-888-568-1170. By email at jsoutsos@ipcsecurities.com or visit www.johnsoutsos.com.
Disclaimers and notes. Commissions, trailing commissions, management fees, and expenses all may be associated with mutual fund investments. Please read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed. Their values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated. Forward-looking statements in this commentary are not meant to imply any guarantees of future results. The stock market composite calculation. This composite is comprised of the returns of the TSX Composite Index, the S&P 500 Index, and the Morgan Stanley Europe-Australia Far East Indices expressed in Canadian dollar terms based on the performance over the noted period of their ETF proxies, XSP and XIN respectively. Complete performance history for all Council portfolios is available at www.councilservices.com. Statistics used for this presentation were sourced at the following websites: globeinvestor.com, ca.finance.yahoo.com, and research.stlouisfed.org.